New York City stepping up security. Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. A New York grand jury investigating former President Trump over an alleged hush money payment to a porn star appears poised to complete its work. But AP says it won't happen until law enforcement is prepared for possible unrest in case of an indictment. Trump's been claiming he'd be arrested Tuesday. Meanwhile, a former legal advisor to former President Trump's so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, says Cohen is lying about his former boss.
Robert Costello says he testified before a Manhattan grand jury for a couple of hours, saying, among other things, that Cohen is lying about hush money paid to porn actress Stormy Daniels. Costello claims in a conversation with Cohen,
I said, Michael, where did you get the $130,000? Is that Trump's money? No, it's not. Well, where did you get it? Did you take it out of your own account? No.
Costello claims Cohen is on, as he put it, a revenge tour because he went to jail. He added the grand jury may hear from Cohen again later this week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
China's president's in Moscow for a meeting with his Russian counterpart.
Presidents Xi of China and Vladimir Putin of Russia said little of note publicly, but the joint appearance said everything the world needed to know about China's support for Russia and for President Putin's unprovoked war against Ukraine. Now, Xi and Putin, according to their respective state-controlled media, discussed the war and potential negotiations to end it. President Putin, facing international condemnation of Russia's brutal war and depleted military resources, given the continuing resistance by Ukrainian forces, likely asked his, quote, dear friend, once again to supply Russia with weapons.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A union representing thousands of school workers in Los Angeles say they're going on strike, and the teachers' union says they're going to honor picket lines.
Local SEIU 99, which represents cafeteria workers, special education assistants, bus drivers, custodians, and others, says they plan to strike today through Thursday. Many of these workers are considered part-time, and one special education assistant noted that many of them have to work two jobs. The school district asked for but did not get an injunction, though they still allege the strike is unlawful in documents filed with California's Public Employment Relations Board. While the union is asking for a 30% pay increase overall, the walkout is due to what they say are unfair negotiating tactics by the district, a charge the superintendent denies. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Looks like shoppers are leaving behind free money.
According to a new survey from finance website creditcards.com, nearly 25% of adult credit card users haven't redeemed rewards over the past 12 months, leaving things like free travel tickets and cash back on the table collecting dust.
David Asman of the Fox Business Network. A Florida OnlyFans model is suing her ex-boyfriend for billions of dollars over revenge porn.
25-year-old Michaela Saravia claims her 27-year-old ex-boyfriend Nicholas Hunter allegedly took control of her social media accounts and posted sexually explicit content without her consent. Now she's suing him for $6.3 billion after she says they ended a volatile 5-year relationship in October. Her lawyer acknowledged that she has posted sexually explicit material on her own, but in those instances, she was in control of the posts. John Saucier, Fox News.
A new slogan for New York City. Expect to now see WeHeartNYC, right alongside iHeartNewYork. I'm Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.